you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Amy Nicholson and Tim Cogshell. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire is a sequel to 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong. It stars Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry. Tim?
This movie, a follow-up to Godzilla vs. Kong. This time they're kind of on the same team doing this thing together. This is just as dumb as a movie can possibly get. Hollow Earth and all that kind of stuff. You know what? Doesn't matter at all. Love me my big angry Kong. And when Godzilla gets mad, he goes pink.
Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, crowd pleaser, rated PG-13 in wide release. The British comedic drama Wicked Little Letters, based on a true story from the 1920s, Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley star. Amy?
I mean, those two actresses you just named are two of my absolute favorites right now, and this is one of those twee British comedies that just lets them go nuts. They go nuts. This is about foul letters getting sent back and forth, and the police scandal that erupts that winds up bringing in the very first police officer of this era. It's set right in the 1910s, and oh boy, it is vicious and funny.
Wicked Little Letters is rated R. Thea Sherrick is the director, and you can see it at AMC's The Grove 14 and AMC's Century City 15, expanding wider next week. Also out this week, the documentary Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Amy?
Yeah, this is really just two documentaries about Steve Martin divided into then and now. Then is the best of the two, where you get to watch Steve Martin assemble himself into the comic performer, which takes a long time. He shows us all of his diary entries about him forming his own comic personality, which then wound up changing the face of comedy. Now it's just him hanging around with Martin Short. It's fine. It's fun. If you only have time for one Steve Martin documentary this week, definitely watch the first one.
Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces, rated TVMA. It's streaming on Apple TV+. And the British sport drama The Beautiful Game stars Bill Nighy, Thea Sherrick, also directs this film. Tim?
Oh, this is just so good, so wonderful. Bill Nighy as the coach of this international soccer team. An international soccer team built from people who are homeless all over the world. That's real. This movie's made up, but it's fantastic, and it made me so happy in every possible way.
The Beautiful Game is rated PG-13. It's streaming on Netflix. And for those who want to see their parents back in the day at Freaknik in Atlanta, there's The Wildest Party Never Told. You were there, right, Tim?
Oh, 1983. Yeah, I didn't see myself in this movie, but if you see a brother with kind of a fro and he's doing something, that, you know, whatever. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
That documentary, Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told, is streaming on Hulu. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle, reminding you to join us for the full hour of Film Week. It's always available wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com/filmweek. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.